السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم. Who are the tackling volunteers today? I think this is a new face here. So I guess usually we pick up the new ones for tackling. Somebody tackles. Tackle him from his turn. Hello, your turn is coming next. Okay. And from the girls, who is our tackling volunteer today? Me? I tackle him every day and he still talks. And which one of you is the tackling volunteer today? Somebody wearing the flower on your neck? Yeah? Do you see this thing up? Oh, did you see the thing that she was looking at? It's up there. Okay. You want to be tickled too? Who else wants to be tickled? Who else wants to be tickled? All right. Remember last time we stopped at which story? Story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, remember? And Prophet Ismail settled down in Mecca, the tribe of Jurhum, traveling south back to Yemen. They saw birds. They say, oh my God, birds, what birds are doing there? My eyes, is it really birds? Yes, they were really birds. They found the way and they settled down with Hajar alayhi salam. They say, ask it for her permission. Can you please stay here and use the water? She said, yes, you're welcome to stay here and use the water. So they stayed and they used the water and then they settled in this area and Prophet Ismail grew among them and he married from them. He grew among them and he married from them. And that was the beginning of the Arab. And Prophet Muhammad was the grandchild of Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ibrahim. Now Prophet Ibrahim never visited his son at all. And his son was growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until he became how old? How old? Until he became about 14, 15, 16, something like that. And then Allah told him, go visit your son. So he traveled all the way from Jerusalem to Mecca. He arrived at Mecca and he knocked on the door. Oh, my son, daddy, hugs, hugs, kisses, kisses, oh. Oh, my son, I love you so much. Oh, I love you too, daddy, I miss you. My son, I have news for you. What? I need to slaughter you. Huh? I need to slaughter me? You're coming after 16 years, daddy, and you want to slaughter me? Of course he didn't say that. What happened is that Prophet Ibrahim saw a dream. For the one night he saw a dream. What was that dream? The dream was that he has a knife and he puts his son down and then he chops his neck like this. Then he said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." He thought it's a dream from who? Shaitan. He thought it's from Shaitan. But he had some doubts that this could be an order from Allah to him to do the same thing. So he said, okay, maybe it's the shaitan. Then he went to sleep the second day. And in the second day, he saw the same dream that he is taking his son and he is cutting his neck. Huh? Huh? You know how hard it is on the heart of a father to see such a thing happening? Especially Allah did not allow him to visit his son for 16 years. So the last time he saw his son, he was a newborn baby crying in the middle of the desert. Allah ordered him to leave and he left. And Allah told him, don't visit your son for 16 years. Why do you think Allah prevented him from visiting his son for 16 years? Huh? Takbir! Allahu Akbar, that is the right answer. In order to make the test a very, very, very difficult test, Allah made it in such a way that he has not seen his son for 16 years. So he didn't fill up his eyes from his son. He didn't enjoy his son. And he was missing his son so much. Every night, Ya Allah, I want to go visit my son. You don't have permission here. Ya Allah, give me permission to visit my son. No permission here. And he was dying and his heart was burning. He wanted to go visit his son, but Allah didn't allow him. I am going to send you two to the office. To the office. To the office. They are grounded. So when he was coming, he really, really, really misses his son. And then, oh my God, oh my God, I am seeing that dream. I am seeing that dream. Oh, then he slept for the third time. Guess what he saw in the dream? Same exact dream, like this. Huh. Now, at the third night, he was sure that it is a dream, which is a message from who? Allah. Now, why Allah? You might wonder. Why Allah tested Ibrahim this very, very difficult test? Why? Huh? Any idea? Okay. Maybe this question is too early. Let me mention a little bit about what happens. Maybe you'll be able to figure out. Huh? No, I want you to say why Allah chose to test Ibrahim such a difficult, difficult test. Huh?
To test his faith?
Yes, why? Okay. First of all, this test, what was this test? Was it a chemistry test? No. Oh, was a geography test, right? No, what was this? The test of what?
To make his iman stronger.
But he's testing him. He's testing him in algebra? No. He's testing him in what?
In faith.
In faith? Okay, you're getting close. Huh? Perfect. To see if he's going to listen to Allah. Do you know the meaning of Islam? What is the meaning of the word Muslim? Muslim means, huh? Literally, the word Muslim, huh?
Actually, it's the word Islam.
Or Islam. No. Literally, it means submission. Literally means what? Submission. You know what submission means?
No, I don't.
Okay, here we go. Here's a human being. Let's say me. Let's say who? Me. My temptations are telling me, okay, in Ramadan, for example. When we are fasting in Ramadan, our temptations are telling us to what?
Eat.
Eat, eat, eat. Drink, drink. You're hungry. You're thirsty. Eat, drink, drink. And Allah is saying what? Allah is saying what? No troublemaking. Allah is saying what?
No,
don't drink or don't eat. So here we go. Am I Muslim or submissive to Allah? Or am I Muslim or submissive to my temptations? So this is the meaning of the word Muslim. Muslim means submissive. You are Muslim to who?
Allah.
Some people here are Muslims to playing, temptation of playing. Some people here are Muslims for the temptation of laziness. Means that they will always listen and obey the temptation of laziness. Temptation of laziness says, don't pray. They sit and they don't want to pray. Get up and pray. Na 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 na. I'm busy, 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 busy. Maybe later, 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 later. Huh. Temptation of blindness. Anytime there's something about the business of Allah, talk, gossip, gossip, talk. Talking instead of listening. Huh. Why? Because we are being moved by the temptation, the temptation of what? Blindness, right? So, can you mention another temptation? Huh? Temptations mentioned. Jealousy? What else? I say one more.
Being obedient,
disobeying, being rebellious. The temptation of freedom.
I want to be free. I want to be free from all the rules. I want to be free from Islam. I want to be free from everything. I don't want to listen to my parents. I want to be free of any control. The temptation of? Huh? Yeah, disobeying the rules, same thing. Temptation of envy. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, she has a dress which is better than my dress. Oh my God. I envy you for your dress. Oh my God. I envy you for your hair. I envy you for your scar. I envy you for your nose. I envy you for your glasses. I envy you for your shirt. I wish you lose your shirt. I wish you lose your glasses. I wish you lose your nose. I wish you lose your scar. I wish you lose your hair. I wish you lose your teeth. Because I envy you. When you wish that your brother or sister loses something, this is called envy. Envy. Envy is good or bad?
Bad.
Is it called the sense of the heart? Sense of the what? Heart. Because you're not doing anything, but you're what? Staring and looking like this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why does he have this car and I don't? Why? Why does he have this house and I don't? Why does he have this toy and I don't? I don't. Ya Allah, this is not fair. Why? Why am I not getting this toy? Why? You don't like what Allah gave to you. This is all temptations. Okay? Now, Allah is telling us, don't listen to your temptations. Listen to what I say. Okay, so during the Fajr time, the biggest test every morning, the Fajr time, it is 6 o'clock. Okay, Allah is calling you on the tongue of the person who's calling the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the alarm is, and then what do you do?
Go up and
pray. I want to sleep. Rush! I want to sleep. Allah is saying, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Prayer is better than sleep. And say, and then you bring the devil. What happens is that that's a test. If you are submissive to the temptation of sleepiness, would you get up and pray or sleep? Sleep. But if you're submissive to Allah, you will get up and pray. So in this life, every day we get about 100 or 200 tests of submission. 200 what? Tests of submission. I'm going to lie or not lie. I'm going to pray or not pray. I'm going to fast or not fast. I'm going to talk and disturb the class or not talk. What am I going to do? I get how many? 200 tests of submission at least. Wake up for Fajr or not wake up for Fajr? Right? You got the point? This is called test of what? Submission. The person that had the highest level of submission to Allah was Prophet Ibrahim. Allah commanded him. He told him, Aslim. Be fully submissive to me. Whatever I say, you do. And don't you even love anything, and don't you dare to love anything more than you love me. I will test you. Ya Allah, I love you more than anything else. Ya Ibrahim, I will test you. Ya Allah, I love you more than myself. Ya Ibrahim, I will test you. Ya Allah, I love you more than I love my own son. Ya Ibrahim, I am going to test you. And here is the test. Ibrahim, after not seeing your son for 16 years, Ibrahim, when you are too old to have a replacement son, there's no way you will have enough life or health to get another son. Ya Ibrahim, slaughter your own son. Huh? My son, salam alaikum, I miss you, I miss you. My son, I have news for you. What, my father? Allah is telling me that I have to slaughter you. Ah, a bad boy will do what? What? 911, help, help me, help me. God has to slaughter me. God is going crazy. Help me, help me. Yo, go, go away. After 16 years, you will slaughter me. Go, go, go. But Prophet Ismail was not less than his father. He was so submissive, as much as his father was. So Prophet Ismail said, my father, obey the orders of Allah. Prophet Ibrahim didn't tell him, I have to slaughter you. He said, Allah is telling me to slaughter you. What do you think? So what did he ask? He said, what do you think? No, this is Prophet Ibrahim asking Prophet Ismail. Allah wants me to slaughter you. What do you think? Should I slaughter you or not? Now, if you say, no, go away. No, he was a good boy, just like his father, huh? He said, what? No, he said, because he started by saying, Allah is telling me to slaughter you. He said, my father, if it's an order from Allah, do it. If it's an order from Allah, right? Do it. We can't disobey Allah. Those who disobey Allah are doomed. We can't disobey Allah. We love Allah. He is going to make it easy on us. He is going to reimburse us. He is going to pay us back. You guys are playing. My Barbies don't play. So what happened? Then what happened? He said, okay, Father, do it. And then watch what Prophet Ismail said. Prophet Ismail gave his father a very, very good suggestion. What was that good suggestion? He said, my father, if you slaughter me this way, if you slaughter me what? This way, you would be looking at my face. You would be looking at what? My face. And I am afraid, if you see my face while you are slaughtering me, and my face color is changing, and the blood is, you know, spreading every way, I'm afraid that this is going to make you feel that you hesitate in obeying the orders of Allah. So, my father, I have a suggestion. Guess what was that suggestion?
I'm going to be faithful.
Perfect! He said, don't slaughter me this way. Don't slaughter me this way. How do you want to slaughter me? Slaughter me like this. Like this. Slaughter me this way. So you don't get to see what?
My face.
You don't get to see my face. Right? So when you slaughter me this way, then it is safe. It is safe. It is safe. Right? It is safe. You will never feel that you want to disobey Allah. He said, okay, fine. Then they took, Ibrahim took Ismail, and they went to a place called Al-Aqaba Al-Ula. Called what? This place is near Mina. When you go for Hajj, do you see that place where you bring stones and woo? And then how many stones you throw at the shaitan? How many? 7 stones. And I've seen people, okay, there is something that looks like a cylinder like that. This is where the shaitan was standing. And you what? Stone this place. And I have seen some people jump on this and start beating up the shaitan with the what? With the shoes. So, why they are doing that? This is what happened. Here is the story. Ibrahim took his son to the place of slaughtering. Come here. Okay. And now, he's ready. As soon as he started bringing the knife, very sharp knife, before he slaughters him, he's shaitan came. Shaitan came. Ibrahim! Are you out of your mind, Ibrahim? Are you crazy? You slaughtered your own son? Why, Ibrahim? Why? Why? Order from Allah? What order, Ya Ibrahim? Allah will not care about the blood. Allah will not care about the blood of your own son. Why would Allah want you in his blood? Allah is not needy, right? Look how the shaitan is so smart. Shaitan talks Islam, and shaitan knows Islam better than anybody. So he tells him, you know that Allah is not needy, right? Yes, right. You know that Allah doesn't need anything, right? Right. So Allah wouldn't care. Allah doesn't lose or gain, right? Right. Then what would it hurt a lot if you don't slaughter your son? No. So what's the big deal? Just don't slaughter him, right? Right? Huh? So Ibrahim alayhi salam answered him. Guess what was the answer? Worse! He gave him a worse answer. Stronger answer. You know what was it?
Nothing is gonna
Seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, how many?
Seven.
And then go away, the enemy of Allah. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. No, the Shaitan. Shaitan came in a human form. And he was standing in the place that inshallah when you go for Hajj, this will be the place where you throw the stones in the first day. Yes. Yes. Now let's go back to the story. Now, there's Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ibrahim. They felt bad about this place. They felt what?
Bad.
They decided to change the place. Why? Because what? Why did we decide to change the place? Because Shaitan came there and then he made the place not pure. He made the place what? Najas. So they said, no, this place is not good enough for such a huge, big sacrifice to Allah. We want to go to a clean place that the Shaitan didn't lay a foot on that place. So he took Ismail and he went to... where is Ismail? You are Ismail. Yes, you are. He took Ismail. Yeah. And he went to the second place. What was the second place?
I don't know.
The Al-Aqaba Al-Thaniya. What was it? Second Aqaba. So the first Aqaba and second Aqaba. And then he got the knife. And then he started getting ready to... By the time he started, Shaitan, Ibrahim, you are still out of your mind. Ibrahim, come on. Why would Allah need the blood of your son? Ibrahim, Allah doesn't care. Ibrahim, don't listen. It's not going to hurt Allah. Stop it, Ibrahim. Stop it. Don't slaughter your son. Nothing is going to happen to you. Allah is not going to burn you on fire. Why would he burn you on fire? Why? Ibrahim. Don't, ya Ibrahim. Guess what was the answer? Four. Count with me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And then one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And some people, when they go there during Hajj time, they even Shaitan, you are the bad guy. One, you are the bad guy. Two, you are the bad guy. Three, you are the bad guy. Four. Yes. And people are so mad at the Shaitan. They come from all over the earth just to hit the Shaitan with the rocks, with the stones. Okay, now when you go for Hajj, you can't pick up a stone bigger than what? Bigger than what? Bigger than the size of the rice. Why? So that you don't hurt other Muslims. You don't hurt what? You only take a small stone. And this small stone makes a lot of pain to the Shaitan. Because Shaitan doesn't care how big is the stone. Shaitan gets hurt by you throwing the rock at him. And guess what will make him hurt more? When he starts a temptation in your heart, and then you obey that temptation. When it is time for Quran, and Shaitan says, playing is better than praying. Praying, it's better than what? Praying. And then you listen to the temptations and you ignore the prayer. Shaitan would be so happy. Now Shaitan is, ha, 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 ha. I got you, I got you. You are my friend. You are a friend of me. I got you. You are not praying and you are playing. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, or when you're so hungry, oh, I can't fast, I'm starving. Ramadan is not Ramadan. I'm not going to kill myself. Where is the food? Where is the water? Aha, Shaitan is then dancing. Woo-wee! Good job. This guy listening to me. So, Prophet Ibrahim stoned the Shaitan for the second time. Yes? Let me ask you a question. Would the Shaitan give up?
No.
Shaitan is so persistent. He tries again and again and again and again and again and again. He comes to you when you wake up. He doesn't make it. Then he comes to you when you eat. He doesn't make it. Then he comes to you when you enter the bathroom. He doesn't make it. Then he comes to you again and again and again. He doesn't leave you alone. He will come to you every single minute. And he said to Allah in the Quran, I promise you that I am going to come to them from the right and from the left and from between their hands and from above their heads and from under their legs. I'm going to come from all directions to take them away from you. And Allah said, those who listen to you are going to join you where? In hellfire. So here we go. Allah says, Shaitan says, which one are you going to listen?
Allah.
Pray. Then you say to Allah what? I will pray. Wear the hijab. You say to Allah what? Yes, I will wear the hijab. What if you say no? Then you're not being submissive to Allah. You have to submit to Allah. Then, for the third time, Shaitan comes, and Shaitan says, Ibrahim, are you crazy? Now remember, Ibrahim is having his son, and he's ready.
To slaughter.
So Shaitan said, Ibrahim, you're still crazy, you still insist on doing it? Ibrahim, let me tell you something, Ibrahim. If you do it, you're going to have a big loss. You're going to have a what? A big loss. You're going to lose your own son. And there will be no replacement. And you are not going to be able to have another son. Ibrahim, remember that your son, if he stays alive, is going to read Quran and make prayers. And this will give you what? Good deeds or bad deeds?
Good deeds.
Ibrahim, come on. You hate the good deeds? Why don't you keep him alive? He will bring you more good deeds than if you are slaughtering him. Again, Shaitan is Mr. Sheikh Shaitan. Mr. Sheikh? Sheikh Shaitan Shushu. Shishu. Sheikh Shaitan. Shishi. Okay? Now you listen to him, he takes you to hellfire with him. Guess what happened? Prophet Ibrahim, come to his knee. Take the what? That place was in what? Third Aqaba. Third what? Aqaba. Three. One. Boom. Two. Boom. Three. Boom. Four. Boom. Five. Boom. Six. Boom. Seven. Boom. If you're a smart kid, when the Shaitan comes to you and make you feel tempted that you want to lie, or tempted that you want to hit your sister, or tempted that you don't want to pray, or tempted to talk,
I'm not talking.
Then what do you do?
I don't
know. Be ready with the rice in your pocket. Sneak to the kitchen and get some rice in your pocket. When Shaitan comes, pick 7 pieces of rice and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come on, Shaitan runs away. Would the Shaitan run away forever? No. He just goes away until you forget, and then he comes back to you and says, I'm here. I am back in business. I am back in business. I am back in business. This is what the Shaitan does. Then, guess what they did? They went into Mina. They went away in Mina. Now Shaitan gave up. Shaitan gave up. He said, I have no way of convincing this guy. This guy is no way to convince. He's so stubborn. And he left him alone. Now look what happened. Now, Prophet Ibrahim is ready. And the knife is so sharp, and no shaitan to stop it. Who is going to be my victim? You are my victim. Put you in face, and then, Shaitan was what? Shaitan, did the Shaitan come? Did the Shaitan come? No. Now watch what will happen. Watch clearly. Watch with the video camera what is going to happen. Because what is going to happen now is very important. Listen, listen, listen. Are you listening? You are not listening. Watch. This is what is going to happen. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Hear what happens. He held the knife. Watch. It's very important. Because Allah is watching his heart. He held the what?
The knife.
And you...
Listen.
Somebody's talking there. And then he started what? Cutting. He's pushing the knife, and the knife is not cutting. Then, what did he say when the knife wasn't cutting? Did he say, Alhamdulillah, I don't have to do it? Huh? No. He got scared. This knife is not helping me to obey Allah. You bad knife. I want to obey Allah. What? The knife is not cutting. Oh my God. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. You listen to me, knife. You listen to me. And the knife doesn't want to cut. Then Allah called him, Ya Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Ya Ibrahim, you passed the test. Why? Because Allah looked in his heart and he saw that he is scared that the knife is not cutting. And he's so upset with the knife. So he didn't say like us, Alhamdulillah, I did what I can do. I did everything that I can. It's not my fault. It is the knife's fault. If somebody has to go to hellfire, it's going to be that knife, not me. Right? Did Allah see that in his heart? No. Then guess what Allah did? Huh? What did Allah do next? After telling him to pass the test, huh?
A ram.
A big, huge ram. Yes, a big, huge ram. Coming from where? From Jannah. And then Allah said, Ya Ibrahim, pick up the same knife. Pick up the same what?
Knife.
Why did Allah ask him to pick up the same knife? Huh? Why the same knife, huh? Yes, to show him that the knife is working. The knife is working. And the knife is sharp. As soon as he put the knife on the neck of the ram, the knife started what? Cutting. Real fast. So, here we go. Now Ibrahim knows for sure that the problem is not with the knife. The problem that Allah, what? Ordered. Okay, what happened then? What happened? Why the knife didn't cut?
Because Allah didn't cut.
Because Allah ordered the knife to stop cutting. Who created the knife?
Allah.
Who made the knife able to cut?
Allah.
Allah, the one who made the knife cut, said to the knife, don't cut. This is happening for Prophet Ibrahim for how many times? 2 times. Things that were supposed to do something, they did the opposite. They did the what? Opposite. The second time was the knife. The first time was what? Huh? The knife is not cutting. Huh? The first time is what? Oh, see, you are playing. You are playing, practicing, slaughtering. The one who answers this question will get a gift.
Are you guys ready?
Prophet Ibrahim, sit down. I'll ask the question so that everybody ready to hear the question. The question is, Ibrahim used the knife. Wait, hold on. Ibrahim used the knife to cut the throat of the ram. And it worked. Before the knife wasn't working. The knife was supposed to cut, but it didn't cut. Same thing happened to Prophet Ibrahim before. How and when? Huh? Yes, but this is the second time that something that's supposed to do something didn't work. Huh? No. Huh? Huh? Honeymoon, sweetheart. The fire was supposed to do what? Burn. The fire was supposed to what? Burn. And burn who? Ibrahim. Did the fire work?
No.
Why? Because the one stop burning. Right? So Allah told the fire to stop burning the precious body of Ibrahim and told the knife to stop cutting the precious neck of Ismail. See? You answered the question? And I am the one who asked the question, so I get to keep the call. Yes, it's mine. I do him. You get it? I get it back. I surrender. I take it back. I'll get the dollar. Parties, defend your father. Parties, defend your father. Let me just check. Why did Allah test Ibrahim this difficult test?
To see if he could obey Allah.
Yes, why? Why? Why isn't he testing your dad or my dad or you and me? Huh? Why isn't Allah testing us a difficult test? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows the answer? Who knows? He gets a dollar, he gets it.
But I already answered the question.
It's yours. Who knows the answer? I need the answer, huh? Why did Allah test Ibrahim and Ismail such a difficult test? Why? What was the reason?
We're not prophets?
No, all prophets are prophets and none of them were tested like that. Give me something! Answers, huh? Yes, why? Why is this difficult test? Yes, why testing him to prove that he has the most submission of all?
How strong is he? How strong is love for Allah?
Yes, why is he testing that? Okay, well, Allah's testing everybody to see if they're worthy of Jannah, but not by this very difficult test. Why was it? Why? Again, why? Why is that test?
I know.
Why? Silence.
here. $20, not $1, okay? Alright. So I'm here.
I'll give you two answers. Okay. First one is that to set an example for the whole humanity of how you can do it and to what extent you can go. Second, so we can celebrate each other.
Oh, alhamdulillah, I get to keep the $20. He knows the answer, but he did me a favor by not answering because I get to keep the $20. Alhamdulillah. This $20 has been in my wallet for a very long time. It's not going to work.
This is a long money.
It's dear to me. Now the answer is because Allah wants to show everybody why did He select Ibrahim and Ismail to build the Kaaba.
Everybody will say, Ya Allah, why didn't you tell me to build the Kaaba? Why Ibrahim? Why Ismail? This is a big honor. Why? Why? Why?
Allah's answer will be, they have passed a very difficult test to qualify for building the what? Kaaba. It's like passing the board exam and getting the license. To get the license to build the Kaaba, you need to pass the test. So what do you need to get the license to build the Kaaba? The license to build the Kaaba. What do you need to get the license to build the Kaaba? What do you need? I'm asking you the same question again and you guys didn't answer. What do you need to do to get the license to build the Kaaba?
Run to the office.
You have to pass the most difficult test anybody ever was tested. Because Allah's fair. He didn't ask you to build the Kaaba because you didn't pass this test. Neither you, nor you. But he picked the one who has the test.
I have a question for Mr. Naveen. Mr. Naveen Saleem, you just got $1, right? Okay. What's the best thing you can do in this room with that $1? What are you waiting for? Do it right now. Get it to be boom.
I was playing shaitan on you. I was trying to make and deceive you and make you think that this is true so that you don't put the dollar, but give him a high five. You pass the test. I'm glad he doesn't have stones. He would have stolen it. Alright. Now, I want one to come here and recite for me Surah Al-Fajr. Who knows Surah Al-Fajr? Here. Come. Let's read. Okay. Fajr. No, you can't. Okay, come Surah Al-Teen.
Turn off the microphone.